Daily Light, July the 7th, morning. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who, in every respect, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Matthew 4, verse 1, and Hebrews 5, 7 to 9, Hebrews 4, 15, 1 Corinthians 10, 13, 2 Corinthians 12, 9. Daily Light, July the 7th, evening. The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many. If the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life. Without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness of sins. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20, 28, and Hebrews 9, 13 and 14, Isaiah 53, 7, John 10, 15 and 18, Leviticus 17, 11, Hebrews 9, 22, and Romans 5, 8 and 9.